Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. More people than ever want to be happy in their career and personal life, but they're going about it all wrong. I'm here to set the record straight and emphasize the importance of prioritizing your mindset. I am thrilled you're here. If you've been listening to this podcast a while, you know that I'm all about mindset and being in control of your thoughts, uncovering any false beliefs, controlling your emotions, and it's all a total evolution. If you haven't been listening for a while, welcome. I'm going to blow your mind. It is not easy to change your beliefs overnight. It is not easy to change your thoughts overnight. It's not easy to be in control of your emotions overnight. It has taken me several years to master, unpack my thoughts, rewind my beliefs into the beliefs that I want to believe about the world around me. When you keep at it though, every day like I do, you'll start to see massive shifts in your ability to control your beliefs, your thoughts, and your emotions. The quality of your life, your relationships, the level of fulfillment, the level of your happiness will skyrocket. I want to dive deep in particular with controlling emotions today. I don't believe we're here to struggle and feel negativity and feel pain. And I know there are circumstances and we experience loss that can be very, very painful. But I believe the majority of our days, we are to feel positive emotions, happiness, joy, and gratitude. And I want to share something with you, though, recently that I was struggling with because, in particular with my emotions, because my daughter has been dealing with migraines for a couple years. Last year, she pushed through them and kept showing up for school and kept showing up for competitive swimming, even pushed through multiple concussions and a broken collarbone. Yes, she was a champion. This year has been a completely different story. Around the fall, I think the chronic pain has really taken a toll on her. She's not pushing through like she used to. She's missed a ton of school, hasn't been swimming, and she was thankfully referred to the Mayo Clinic, and we finally have some answers now, but it's been a waiting game with our insurance on approvals. With this situation with my daughter, I'm not gonna lie, it's been very stressful on me. It's been stressful on me, my husband, and our whole family. And I'm a total mama bear. I would take those migraines from her in an instant if I could. I would take all that pain away from her in a second if I could, but I can't. And it's kind of crazy though, because at first I didn't notice it, but I've had this underlying stress from all of this lurking beneath the surface because my child is in pain. It's like when I used to commute 1 hour to Minneapolis for work. I'd drive from my house to the park and ride, which is about 20 minutes away. I'd hop on a bus, ride on the bus for 30 minutes, get off the bus and walk 10 minutes, finally arrive to the office. And I had all of this stress before even starting my day at work. Once I didn't have to commute anymore, holy shit, there was like instant stress relief. Like when you breathe a sigh of relief, like, ah, oh, that's how it felt. But it felt like a huge extended sigh of relief, instant stress relief out of my body. I was amazed. At the time, I had no idea my commute had this effect on me. It was always there, this underlying sneaky stress, but I was completely unaware of it until I didn't have to do it anymore. And with my daughter and her headaches, up until our visit with the Mayo Clinic, we've tried everything. Medication, physical therapy, chiropractor, DNA testing, herbal supplements, nutrition, had her checked for balance, massages, you name it, we have tried it. My husband and I desperately wanted to find a solution for her. We'll do anything for that. And with her struggling, with these migraines, there have been times where I would be interrupted in my workday because I'd get a call from the school that she needed to be picked up because her headache was so bad. And when this started happening more and more frequently during the week, I kept feeling frustrated inside because in my mind, all I was thinking about was, gosh, all I want to do is a full day of work. I just want to work a full day. All I want to do is work a full day without having an interruption. But yet that was a false belief that I was having that was causing this anxiety inside of me and this frustration I felt towards my daughter. As parents, we don't want to feel frustration towards our kids. We don't ever want to feel that way. And it felt awful to me. I knew I had to change my beliefs and thoughts about this interruption. So, what I decided to do was anytime that I had interruption in regards to her headaches, I would institute a flexibility protocol. Flexibility protocol sounds nice, right? Well, it has been the total key for me. Now, let me share a little bit of my routine when I arrive at my office every day in the morning so you can see how I kept the flexibility protocol the top of mind. So every day when I get to work, I use a daily planner. And it's a templated sheet of paper that details out line by line the time of day starting at 6 a.m. all the way down to 9:45 p.m. And it has a space to write for every 15 minutes listed out. What I do is I look through my digital calendar on my Outlook and I transcribe it to my daily planner each day and I write it down on my piece of paper. I write down all of the tasks I have scheduled for the day on my daily planner. And it's all scheduled, and throughout the day as I move through my daily planner and complete the task, I put a check mark next to it. Makes me feel proud that I've accomplished the task. I've accomplished something, right? I check off the tasks as I go. So I will check them off as I go during the day. And then on the side of the page, on the margin of the paper, I have additional to-dos listed that I've written down that day. And I categorize things that I need to get done, but I don't have a specific time planned for them yet for when they need to be completed. These are the things I write down to get the to-do list I have running around in my mind. I get it down on paper so I don't think about it. It's not racing around in my head all day. Like, I got to do this. Nope. It's right here on my paper. I know exactly what I'm doing. So these other things that I list on my daily planner, I rank them with a priority ranking of ABC. So the ones with an A next to them, I got to get those done today. With a B next to them, that could be the next couple days. They're not as high priority as my A's. And then I have the C's. Those are like, I'd like to get to them, but if I finish them this week, it'll be great. If not, that's okay. The C's are the ones I just want to keep on my radar and review each week to delegate a different time for them to be accomplished. And writing all of this down and getting it out on paper helps me free my mind of my to-do list, and I don't worry about it anymore because it's on my daily task list. Can't talk today. Now, lucky for those of you listening to this episode, because I've created a daily planner for all of you to use that is just like the one I use. And you can get access to it in the show notes of this episode. It'll be very clearly labeled. It's a single sheet of paper that you can print out as many as you want. So I print out 30 of them at a time, so I don't have to print them every day. They're always stacked next to my desk, ready to go. I highly recommend you check it out and try implementing it into your mornings. So you'll be able to download it and use it forever. Save it to your computer and you can use it forever. It's a great tool. Now, what I write on the top of my paper every day are the words flexibility protocol. I write flexibility protocol to remind me that if something pops up during the day that's urgent, like I get interrupted, I have to tend to my kids or my husband or something personal, then I institute the flexibility protocol. And writing down these two words has helped me tremendously. It serves as a quick reminder that I might need to implement the flexibility protocol today at any time. And you know what that's done for me? It has changed completely the way I feel about being interrupted during my workday. I don't have frustration anymore about it. I don't get angry that I'm taking time out of my day because I want to be there for the people who matter most to me in my life. So now when I get the call from the school to pick up my daughter, I just say, oh, gotta institute the flexibility protocol. And I move forward and I go get her from school. Zero negative emotions pop up. I go pick her up. I bring her home and then I come back to the office. And then when I get back to the office, I can continue to focus on what I need to get done. There's no anger anymore. No feeling of frustration because I'm being interrupted. It is just what it is. This flexibility protocol for my thoughts and emotions has helped me tremendously because there was a period of time where I had to pick up my daughter almost every single day from school for weeks, for like 3 weeks straight. She couldn't make it through a full day. And all that negative emotion was just creating more stress in my life. Now, I don't have that frustration I used to feel. I allow my day to be interrupted. I just pick her up from school, get her home, and get back to the office. Now, the new beliefs I've created around this whole situation is I'm happy and grateful to be able to support her and have the ability to pick her up from school and get her home while still being able to go back to the office and get what I need to do done. And it feels light. It's no longer a drag, no more heavy emotion of frustration in my body. I'm no longer thinking the interruption in my day is taking me away from work. My new thoughts are, I'm here to support my daughter. Helping my daughter is supposed to feel light because none of us want to feel frustrated with our families. This is one example of how I'm in control of my beliefs, my thoughts, and my emotions. And when you repeat this exercise or you practice it daily, you start to condition yourself to it. What's really happening in your brain is that neural pathway is getting grooved in stronger and stronger. This is why habits are so easy. Those neural pathways are incredibly strong when we have habits. I'd like to share another example of how I've controlled my emotions in the past. I always joke that under high trauma situations, I become like Sport Barbie. I know I don't look like Barbie, but it's a great analogy of what happens to me in those moments. I just freeze like those plastic arms on Sport Barbie, on those dolls. They're stiff, right? Sport Barbie. So one time we're at a community festival and my kids are playing in a bouncy house. And all of us parents, we're just standing by the entrance of the door, chatting with each other, waiting for them to be done with the bounce house, right? Waiting for their time to be up. We're just chatting, watching our kids. In an instant, the whole bouncy house started to collapse and all of our kids were inside in it. And of course, me, I just stand there frozen like Sport Barbie. Meanwhile, my husband swung into action. He lifts up the door, lifts up the collapsing bounce house and starts getting all the kids out of there. I'm still standing there frozen like Sport Barbie. And this is how I would respond in stressful situations. Meanwhile, my husband, calm as a clam, jumping into action as usual. Thank God I'm great. I'm so grateful for that. Well, I've taught myself to change my reaction to these stressful situations over time. So I have a Tesla Model S and it's super high tech. If I'm driving too close to someone or if it senses an accident or danger about to happen, the sound goes off and it's like, it's not a nice, pleasant sound. So I would have the same reaction as Sport Barbie. I'd freeze up, totally freeze up. Obviously, That is the worst reaction to have when you're driving a car. So I would have the same reaction if I was the passenger in the car. When my husband was driving and I heard the sound, my hand would like hit the ceiling and I'd hold on to it, right? Which my husband hates because my freezing causes him to react and he'd shout, "Knock it off, Renee, you're making me react. You're making me stressed out." And as I was thinking about how I could change my reaction to this triggering sound that the car made, I started getting in tune with my emotions first. So first, I was aware of the emotions. Then I would tell myself, everything's fine. And this is just an alert to help me. Nothing's wrong. It's just an alert. So I kept doing this every time that awful sound went off. Over and over and over again. And at first, I still felt that uneasy emotion inside of me. But over time, I kept doing it over and over and over and just telling myself, it's just an alert, everything is fine. And that emotion inside subsided in me. Fast forward to today, when that sound goes off in the car, I'm calm as a clam. No more frozen sport Barbie. And this is the same way to rid yourself of negative thoughts you have about yourself or to rid yourself from your limiting beliefs. It all works the same, just as if we want to control our emotions. So when I'm coaching people on reframing or pivoting their negative thoughts, I have them start with carrying a small journal around with them all day. And when a negative thought pops up in their mind, I have them write it down immediately, right in the moment. Then I have them ask themselves right there in that moment, right after that negative thought, how true is it? 100% of the time, that negative thought is not true. Then I teach them to rewrite the negative thought into a positive one. So if they wrote down their thought, say they thought, "I'm worthless. Who do you think you are?" They'd write that down in their journal. So then they'd train themselves to ask, how true is that? How true is it that I'm worthless and who do I think I am? It's total BS. Then next to that negative thought or below that negative thought, they would write down, they would reframe or pivot that thought into a positive one. And this can be a little tricky because we don't want to write, "I'm not worthless," because it still has the word "not" in the statement, which is negative. So how I coach people is to pivot it into the positive. So they may write, "I'm worthy and I'm alive." So I'll share another example. If you think to yourself, "I'm so fat," again, you don't want to write down, "I'm not fat." You want to make it positive. So if you write down, "I'm so fat," you could pivot it to positive by writing, "My body is beautiful." A quick caveat here is you don't have to believe the true positive statement yet. Chances are you won't believe it for months, maybe years, but one day you'll believe it because you're constantly aware of your negative thoughts and reframing them to positive. And over time, you'll start to believe your new positive statements. That's when life gets amazing. Imagine the type of person you'll become without those negative thoughts in your head. It is truly remarkable. I did these actions, writing down every single negative thought and reframing them to positive for probably about 2 years. And I gotta tell you, I rarely have negative thoughts anymore. I conditioned my mind, just like I conditioned my body with that triggering sound my Tesla made. This is proof that I'm in control of my beliefs. I'm in control of my thoughts, and I'm in control of my emotions. Today, I have positive thoughts in my head, which I've shared before. If you could hear my thoughts, you probably think I'm so arrogant if you're an outsider looking in. But I'd rather have these positive thoughts lifting me up than crappy negative ones pulling me down all the time. No one knows what I think. They're never going to know. I believe erasing these negative thoughts has propelled me to be a better person all around. Better person at work, better person at home, even with the relationship I have with myself. I truly love myself unconditionally, which is incredible. And I have a ton of statements that I recite every morning when I wake up. And I'll share a couple with you because they might help you. And I learned these specific ones I'm going to share from Jim Fortin and his Master Thought Formula. So his Master Thought Formula is, my thoughts are illusions. What's real is my ability to think. I'm the thinker of my thoughts. I move my attention to be in alignment with the abundance of the universe. I find ways to create what I want. And let me repeat it again. My thoughts are illusions. What's real is my ability to think. I'm the thinker of my thoughts. I move my attention to be in alignment with the abundance of the universe. And I find ways to create what I want. Reciting this every single morning is my daily reminder that I'm the thinker of my thoughts. Isn't that extremely powerful? I think so. Knowing these statements allows me to remember what's real and true. So make sure you look in the show notes of this episode so you can get your hands on my daily planner that will help you implement your very own flexibility protocol and be more in control of your thoughts and beliefs. So the key points from today's episode are: implementing a flexibility protocol can allow you to remove your negative feelings around a situation. You have the power to rewire your brain to how you deal with stressful situations. Creating positive statements for you to recite to yourself each day is a constant reminder that you are in control of the thoughts that you have. Thank you so much for being here and listening, everyone. Share this episode with someone you love and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please hit the follow button so we can grow our community of conscious professionals. Whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can find the button at the top of the page. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.